Well, it'd be looking at a different angle on something, you know. Some would look at it senseless, but some would look at it queer and scary-like and afraid-like and things like that, you know.
Well, if there was somebody, you know, here in town, you said, well, he's a queer. Would you mean that he was eccentric or what would...
I reckon so.
And what about if somebody, you know, likes to, you can't joke with him because he loses his temper so fast, you know. You say he's mighty what?
Mighty strange. Mighty.
Well, if you just
high tempered.
And if somebody was real high tempered and you started kidding with him,
yeah,
he'd get what?
Get mad.
And what if somebody's about to lose their temper, you know, start a fight?
Fight.
You say, now everybody just...
quiet down.
Or keep...
keep quiet.
Would you ever say keep calm?
Calm. Keep calm.
When would you say something like that?
When something about going to be a fight or something, and it looks like it's going to be a fight, you just keep everybody just keep calm.
Well, you know, if you've been working hard all day, you know, at the end of the day, you were very what?
Very tired.
And if you were very, very tired, you'd say you were all?
Most exhausted.
Would you ever say, like, if you use like wear out, would you ever say you were all?
What, to wear out? Yeah, I've used that word.
And at the end of the day, you might say you were all what? I'm completely?
Worn out.
And if a person was well, you know, like an old woman or something, was just well, and then suddenly, you know, you hear that an old woman has some disease or something, and you say, well, last night she what?
Last night she seemed not to be that way.
And so you don't know when she...
yeah, got sick.
And if you say, but... no, she's sick now, and if you don't really know when, but you know that sooner or later it'll all be over, you'll say, but she'll be up again.
In a few days.
Would you ever say, if you're talking about traveling somewhere, would you say, we'll be there?
We'll be there Thursday or Friday. We'll be there in a matter of time.
Would you ever say, like, bye-bye, something like that?
Bye-bye.
We'll be there.
We'll be there. Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Well, you know, if you knew you were going to, if you had some niggers working for you out on the farm,
yeah,
and they just work, you know, they were building a fence or something, and they'd been working on it for months, and it wasn't complete, you'd say, well, I guess they'll finish it.
Someday, or later.
Would you ever say, like, by and by?
By and by.
Do you
I've used that way.
Well, if a person, you know, stood in a draft or something and got his head wet and his feet wet and he began to cough, you'd say he did what?
Taking a fresh cold.
And if it affected his voice, you'd say he is what?
Sore throat.
Oh, and he's talking like this.
Yeah, he's hoarse.
And he might
cough.
And he might go to bed because he said, I'm just feeling a little...
exhausted.
Or I'm feeling a little...
tired.
And what about if he wasn't really tired because he hadn't done any work, but he just couldn't stay awake? He just said he felt sleep.
He's completely exhausted.
Would you ever say drowsy or sleepy?
Drowsy. He's drowsy, sleepy.
Is that the same thing?
Same thing.
Well, what did you do at 5 o'clock this morning?
I got up and made my coffee and cooked my breakfast. I didn't shave, Al. I haven't shaved yet. But I generally shave, but I didn't this morning.
And then at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning, you'll do what again?
I'll do the same thing, but although I'll shave first.
So, you say you got up. Is there another way of saying that?
Got up. I was awake. I woke up.
And tomorrow morning you were what? You were awake.
I was awake. I woke up.
And tomorrow
and
morning?
Tomorrow I got up. Tomorrow I got up and shaved and cooked my breakfast.